Good morning. This news update's being brought to you by Bresky Siding Building Repair of Kendi, Bresky Siding Building Repairs, Roof and Gutter and Siding Experts, and by Ashley Furniture Home Store in Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. Good morning from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervance with a look at your news. In Huron County District Court, Judge Ferris's courtroom delivered a stark message yesterday to repeat offenders. Jesse Ray Aarons, already on probation, saw his legal tightrope snap after a second violation linked to a chilling felony assault by strangulation conviction. Prosecutor David Wallace minced no words, highlighting alcohol's role, demanding significant consequences. Defense attorney Elizabeth Weisenbach fought soft in the blow, requesting any new jail time run concurrently with an existing 330-day sentence. The judge's ruling was decisive, however. After Aarons pled guilty, Judge Ferris imposed a 90-day in Huron County Jail, effective immediately, of zero credit for time served. Aarons was also hit with over $1,000 in fines and costs, and his probation was officially and unsuccessfully discharged. Message from the bench was clear. For those who repeatedly cross the line, especially with violent crimes, accountability now means immediate action. In a strategic set of events is playing in Huron County District Court, Judge Ferris's courtroom, where a felony drug case took an intriguing turn. Samuel David Carl Tucker, facing charges of methamphetamine possession, opted to bypass a preliminary examination. Instead of forcing prosecutors publicly lay out their evidence, Tucker agreed to waive his right to that initial hearing. The payoff? A plea deal that includes prosecution's non-objection to his potential entry into the Thumb Regional Recovery Court, a path focused on rehabilitation rather than just incarceration. This isn't just about a legal procedure, it's a calculated exchange. Tucker gives up a key legal challenge and in return opens door to a program that could reshape his future. The court found his waiver knowing and voluntary, sending his case directly to Circuit Court for arraignment on April the 13th. A quiet agreement, perhaps, but one of the most significant implications for the defendant and the justice system. And renewed measles threats emerging in southeast Michigan, where Washtenaw County Health Department has confirmed its seventh case of the year, this time involving an unvaccinated child tied to the county's first infection earlier this month. Health officials say the case may have exposed others at Trinity Health in Ann Arbor on March 31st, raising concerns about further spread. With measles able to linger in the air for up to 2 hours, even brief, indirect contact can be enough to transmit the virus. State health leaders warn that this is part of a larger and troubling trend. Natasha Bagdasarian says disease, once considered eliminated in the U.S., could be making a full comeback, driven largely by declining vaccination rules. Measles remains one of the most contagious illnesses known, posing serious risk, especially for unvaccinated children, about 1 in 5 of whom may require a hospitalization. Michigan now joins at least 30 states reporting outbreaks this year. According to the CDC in prevention, health officials are urging residents to monitor for symptoms, isolate if exposed, and review their vaccination status. The message is clear. Measles may feel like a relic of the past, but its return is very real, and prevention is still the strongest line of defense. and we'll return after these words from our sponsors.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, whose house is the nicest on the block of them all?
Not yours.
What do you mean?
Your siding is faded, your gutters are falling off, and you have shingles missing. I suggest you call Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I'm going to call Bresky Siding and Building Repair right now. Mirror, mirror on the wall, now whose house is the nicest of them all?
Yours is, kind sir. Yours is.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today to make your house look like the nicest of them all.
Call my dad, 989-529-8167.
Take up to 25% off store-wide and up to 40% off accessories at Ashley & Bad Axe. Help us celebrate over 80 years of quality furniture at affordable prices with the Ashley Anniversary Sale happening now. Take up to 25% off store-wide during the Ashley Anniversary Sale. Plus, come and check out our floor model specials that are priced to go. We also have hot buy deals on select power reclining furniture and hot buy queen bed frames starting at $399. Looking to add that personal touch of style? No worries. Save up to 40% off accessories during the Ashley Anniversary Sale at Ashley in Bad Axe. Want to buy now and pay later with no interest until 2031? You can. Visit Ashley and Bad Axe and ask us how. Don't wait, because this is a limited time event that you don't want to miss. Visit Ashley and Bad Axe during the Ashley Anniversary Sale happening now. Ashley and Bad Axe is locally owned and operated.
This is Jean Hart. Come see me at Ashley and Bad Axe for the best selection of dining sets, recliners, and accent pieces to make your house a home.
The North End of Bad Axe is a great place to shop and do business. Some of our fine North End retailers include Ashley Home Store and Mackenzie Jewelers.
And we're back with a look at more news. NASA's four Artemis II astronauts, Victor Glover, Reid Wiseman, Christina Koch, and Jeremy Hansen, has officially entered quarantine at Johnson Space Center. This health stabilization period is a standard procedure to ensure the crew remains healthy before their historic 10-day mission around the moon. The crew is scheduled to fly to Kennedy Space Center in Florida 5 days before the target launch date of April 1st. Once there, they'll continue their isolation while ground teams conduct final checks on the Space Launch System rocket, which has already rolled out to the launch complex 39B. In a foreign-flagged, Turkish-operated crude oil tanker, the Altura, was targeted in a drone attack in the Black Sea near Istanbul today. While no casualties were reported among the crew, the incident has raised alarms regarding the safety of shipping lanes outside of the immediate Persian Gulf conflict zone. The Turkish Transport Ministry confirmed the vessel sustained only minor damage and is continuing its journey under escort. The attack has added further pressure to global energy markets and led to increased naval patrols in the region to protect commercial transit. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Bresky Siding Building Repair of Kendi. Bresky Siding Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. And by Ashley Furniture Home Store in Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, whose house is the nicest on the block of them all?
Not yours.
What do you mean?
Your siding is faded, your gutters are falling off, and you have shingles missing. I suggest you call Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I'm going to call Bresky Siding and Building Repair right now. Mirror, mirror on the wall, now whose house is the nicest of them all?
Yours is, kind sir. Yours is.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today to make your house look like the nicest of them all.
Call my dad, 989-529-8167.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.